From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. On Thursday, the Secretary of State banged the gavel and officially opened the filing period to run for office in Arkansas this year. Arkansas Public Media's Bobby Ampezon was there, and he says that while urgency and anticipation may be on the Democratic side, recent history and the coattails of higher office holders suggest a good year for Republicans.
What's it like being here today?
Very exciting. Like being a horse at the horse races, just chomping at the bit, trying to get ready to go.
That's first-time House candidate Linda Dyson of Jacksonville, and she is spot on. It's a lot like the Arkansas Derby in here under the Capitol Dome.
One year we had the bell from the USS Arkansas up there to ring to be in the thing. One time we had a railroad bell, another time we had a clock that went off bong at noon.
That's state capitol historian David Ware. His first filing day was in 2002. Back then, putting an R next to a name meant racing uphill. But today?
Arkansas has redefined itself as a Republican state, and it will be a Republican state.
I think the media gets a little, gets their hopes up high, but Arkansas is a real conservative state in red.
That's GOP Chairman Doyle Webb and first-time House candidate Kerry Murphy. Here's another first-time candidate, Jamie Scott of North Little Rock, perhaps the very first Democrat to file.
Well, it wasn't my intentions to be first, but I'm excited for the Year of Women. I'm excited to be able to just offer myself a service at a different level.
Scott is a young woman, and so is fellow Democrat and first-time House candidate Nicole Clowney of Fayetteville. In their elevator pitches for why they're running, both mentioned their gender. Clowney was accompanied by her mom and her daughter, and here's what she said.
I'm a little outraged. I'm a lot outraged. I'm more inspired than outraged. And I've got to show her, I've got to show my 7-year-old that we can take that outrage and do something productive with it.
Terms for all 100 seats in the State House of Representatives and half of the Senate are up in 2018. All 4 U.S. congressmen have to stand for election, and this year, that's true for all 7 state constitutional officers. Several high-profile governor's races and special elections went Democratic last year. And if 2018 does bring a national Democratic wave, one race to watch is Arkansas's 2nd District. Incumbent French Hill will have perhaps the toughest re-election of any of the 4 Arkansas congressmen. Hill didn't show up to file, but his campaign chair, Judith Goodson, did it for him. She said things are going in the right direction with this representative.
You know, why would you turn that out of office?
Another Hill supporter, June Matheny, said the optimism should be with Republicans.
I've watched my president, and I like what he's done, and I like his Christian faith, and I do believe the Lord has his hand on him and will lead him into victory.
She predicts the U.S. House and Senate will hold, and what's more...
And then in 2020, we're going to have Donald Trump again. Yay.
Arkansas polls have President Trump faring perhaps a bit worse than when he got elected, but far better than the national average. Will that spell a Democratic wave for Arkansas candidates?
The magic eight ball says, I wouldn't count on it.
That's University of Arkansas professor Janine Perry, who conducts the Arkansas poll.
Pretty much, percent identifying themselves as liberal has stayed the same for 20 years. But the moderates have slowly but surely drifted over into the conservative column. And you can see that Arkansas is substantially now identifying itself correctly as more conservative.
For his part, Democratic Chairman Michael John Gray said it doesn't matter what the president's approval rating is or the governor's. His fresh candidates will ride the wave or sink to the bottom on their own shoe leather hard work. Then he said,
we've seen how Governor Hutchison, how the Affordable Care Act and the private option have been helpful to him and his leadership the last 4 years. So I think that's a tool that Democrats don't necessarily have to combat this
much. In other words, you're saying, hey, that was our idea.
No, I'm not saying that was our idea. I'm just saying we fought the headwind. Well, it was our idea. Let me just say that.
For Governor Hutchison, who was right there alongside Republican first-timers Linda Dyson and Kerry Murphy and Democrats Jamie Scott and Nicole Clowney, it could have been a bittersweet moment. It's the last time he will file to run for office in the state. Or is it?
Are you positive today is your last filing day?
Oh, I would never say never.
In Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampezon, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Hot Springs Village. Those looking for a place filled with arts, culture, dining, and entertainment can find it at Hot Springs Village, where visitors can golf, boat, hike, and play all day. More information is available at explorethevillage.com.
Arkansas Public Media is a statewide reporting project funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and public radio stations across Arkansas. you can like Arkansas Public Media on Facebook.